They just didn't have anything to do. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The government continues to investigate why a Secret Service agent would end up in a shouting match with a prostitute in Cartagena. But I think the New York Times has it figured out. Reporter William Newman talked to the woman, and she told him she's not a prostitute, she's an escort. Which is important because it's the difference between the $30 the agent wanted to pay and the $800 that she wanted to charge.
In the morning, she tries to collect the money and says he must pay her $800. And they argue, he gets angry, calls her a name, and, you know, kicks her out.
That's how it got out of hand. He thought he'd ordered the fries. She thought he'd ordered the whole Happy Meal. And another twist. Since prostitution, or escorting, is legal in Cartagena, that makes her a businesswoman trying to collect a legitimate debt so that when the cops showed up, they took her side. But ultimately, there's one overriding reason this happened. To quote a former agent who's been on these trips, they just didn't have anything to do. The men were bored. Now, I looked up the Hotel Caribe where they were staying. It has two beachfront outdoor pools, gym, free internet, ESPN, mini golf, mini zoo. But apparently, these agents had so much free time, even all that wasn't enough. So you had 21 men with nothing to do. Given that times are tight, maybe the presidential entourage doesn't have to be quite so big. Because, as we now know, the idle male mind is the escort's playground. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.